This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Video game fans know the big titles due out this year include the new Halo and Star Wars. The games are set in the fictional universe, but what's the score for the real-life stores that sell them? Profits for GameStop, the large video game retail chain, are due out today. Sally Herships has a preview.
There is a crisis in the video game universe, at least for GameStop.
The theory is that GameStop over time is going to struggle because games being sold through boxes are just not going to be as popular.
Ian Scher is executive editor at CNET News.
I mean, if you look at the industry, selling over the internet is clearly the future.
Evan Narciss is with the video game website Kotaku. He says one way brick and mortar retailers are fighting back is by getting game publishers to create special editions.
If you want an actual physical thing, like a collectible statue, or a limited edition art book,
or a fake foam ninja sword, Narciss says chances are serious fans will plunk down extra cash. But brick-and-mortar retailers know that's not enough, so they're trying to sell other stuff, too. Brian Blau is with Gartner, a technology research firm.
Keyboard and mice. You have headphones, you have speakers.
Blau says the video game industry is worth $80 billion a year globally, and retailers like GameStop are going to have to adapt to stay relevant. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.